sustainability is becoming increasingly important for decisions where to work, where to do your business, and where to invest.
Hi, you're listening to The Shift, a podcast about digitalization and sustainability by Columbus with me, Philip Lindwall. I work with digital commerce at Columbus, which means that we help our customers to digitalize their customer journey with everything from product information management to e-commerce, inbound marketing, and CRM. We are now a few weeks into the Corona crisis, and I'm sitting at home here recording podcasts from my home studio. In this week's episode, I will interview our CEO and President Thomas Honoré at Columbus, and we will hear a little bit about how he manages this crisis with working from home and to still manage 2,000 people. And he will also share a few tips to you other companies out there on how to manage this crisis and what will come after the crisis. Of course, we will also talk a lot about sustainability. What is sustainability for Thomas? What is sustainability for Columbus with our new purpose? And also how we will work with sustainability further on and help our customers with sustainability. If you like this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes. And here is the interview with Thomas.
Okay, so now I'm sitting here remote with Thomas Honoré. Welcome to the podcast, Thomas.
Thank you very much, Philip.
How does it feel to sit at home these days?
Well, it's quite strange. Normally, we are a very outgoing family and social family. Now we're sitting at home, like everybody else, isolated. It's a bit special for us because my wife is pregnant and she's due to give birth within the next week. So we are extra careful and showing extra precautions. But I guess that we'll get along and we can do the business from here. So everything considering, it's okay.
And what's your role within Columbus for those of you that doesn't know you?
Yeah, so I'm the CEO and president of Columbus. And I've been in Columbus for 9 years. And what we do is we help ambitious organizations transform digitally in business.
And we at Columbus have helped our customers with the digital transformation for many years, even though the digital technology has developed a lot the last few years. And now we are seeing a new shift where companies need to be more sustainable. What is sustainability for you personally?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And first of all, it's really important to me to say that sustainability is not only climate action. It doesn't only have to do with climate. While sustainability and climate is very closely connected, sustainability to me is much more than climate only. It's also to do with the equal terms of work, has to do with gender equality, has to do with innovation, and very much related to United Nations 17 goals for sustainability.
Yeah.
On the personal level, I am also relatively dedicated to sustainability and actually also to climate action. I built a new house, I moved into it in July 2019, and the house is really green, so it has solar energy. We reuse our water, and basically the house is generating more energy than it's using. And that was an important design criteria for us.
So over the past few years, over the past decade, how have you seen the Columbus transition to become more and more sustainable? Has it been a lot more the past few years when there has been a Greta effect and so on?
Who's Greta? it's kind of difficult because we are a consulting company. And if you look at our offices, it has a relatively low carbon footprint, right? And also, so what we can do is to serve our customers in a more clever way, less travel, more online, and actually using digitization to reduce their carbon footprint. And I think we're doing that. But I also think that we have not come as far as I would actually like to have seen. In the spring of, in the autumn of 2019, we did a plan where we gathered our global leaders, and then we selected 5 out of the 17 SDGs where we would have a special focus. That was kind of the starting point for us, where we said, hey, this is now 5 topics that we are putting sponsors in place, we are putting programs in place, and we are putting goals in place. But before that, it was something that we spoke about, but we did not do so much about, to be honest.
So during this leadership summit, during this autumn, you decided to communicate 5 SDGs that we should work a little bit extra towards. What are those?
So actually, it was not me that decided it. It was actually the combined global management team in Columbus that in cooperation selected the 5 goals we would have a special attention on. And it was gender equality, climate action, responsible production and consumption, innovation, and decent work conditions.
And those are quite relevant both for us internally and also when we engage with our customers in their business, of course. And what you also launched during this leadership summit was our new purpose, which is really good, I think, and it's really connected to what we do, but also sustainability. Can you mention that as well?
Yeah, so our purpose is to create a better tomorrow using digital technologies. And that actually ties back to the 5 or the 17 SDGs. And I believe that it's very important that there is a very clear connection between what, and we have about 2,100 employees, and what they do every day has to be connected with our purpose, which is creating a better tomorrow using digital technologies, and then also the SDGs, like responsible production and consumption. So there's a very clear link between our purpose, our sustainability efforts, and our business and our people. And I think that is very important, or else sustainability becomes a greenwashing and it becomes something that you want it to be. And I'm fully aware that we are not where we want to be right now, but the path that we are on is very authentic for who we are.
To tie back a little bit to where we are today in the current corona situation, and on the other hand, we have shareholders of Columbus that have their sometimes maybe short-term targets. How can you as the CEO and president balance this to protect the sustainability parts, not only the climate things, but also how we work internally to make people have a happy work life and everything? How can you balance this to make even these crisis times to be sustainable for the business?
For some interesting, in an interesting way, the corona crisis is actually accelerating some of the things we have been talking about for a while. So it is accelerating that we need to travel less to serve our customers. So we need to come up with new ways to deliver our services and our projects, such as sustainable e-commerce or sustainable ERP implementations or low carbon footprint implementations.
And it also forces us to adapt to a new way of working distributed from home and from everywhere, basically.
Yeah. So the COVID crisis, of course, has a short-term impact on business, maybe even long-term. But it has also accelerated a direction of business. So now it is obvious that we can work remotely. We can work from home and we can run our businesses using social media and digital medias. And that means that businesses will open up for a totally new way to implement business applications and IT applications. I think it will accelerate cloud usage, because cloud has the great thing about it is that the physical presence is not important, because you can actually work on the cloud all over the world. To your other question, how we balance this with shareholders. Because if you look at a day trader, that person is probably not looking so much on the Columbus share, how we're doing on sustainability. But if you're looking to long-term investors, they definitely have a strong focus on sustainability. In the investment world, it's called ESGs, which is another kind of reporting that you need to do for investors. And it's very much the same things that you actually focus on, whether it's about your gender distribution, your attrition, your travel, your carbon footprints. So both customers, employees, and investors, we see that sustainability is becoming increasingly important for decisions and where to work, where to do your business, and where to invest.
So because a company that focuses on all of this will be sustainable for a long time and therefore a valuable company.
Yes, I think so. Definitely.
Do you also think that it might be obvious, but do you think that this crisis will also drive the digitalization a lot faster than it should have done without the crisis in terms of shopping online and switching from physical to digital channels when you are selling things, mainly affecting our customers?
Yes, I think so. We can already see that our business in commerce is picking up. We can see that we are bringing out new services to support customers in remote working and remote implementations. I would say that this has accelerated the digitization trend of the businesses with 3 years at least. And now it is feasible. Everybody can see that it is feasible.
If we talk about this path that you said that we are on to become more sustainable and also to help our customers to become more sustainable while doing digital projects, what do you think that we as a business should do more to help our customers? Where do you see us a few years from now? What are we helping our customers with that could be connected to sustainability?
Yeah, I think we have to be better at translating our solutions into sustainability benefits. Let me give you an example. We do a lot of digitization for food companies. So we do software and services for food companies. And one of the services we have is the waste management and to reduce the waste in food production. But we are not that vocal about it. It's not one of the key indicators for our product and our services that we actually do it. And I think we can do a lot to promote those kind of functionalities and capabilities, and even to extend them to other of our software products and solutions. So we are at a very low maturity when it comes to articulating value in relates to SDGs and sustainability in general.
Do you have any examples of companies out there that you have met? It might be a customer, it might be someone else that have been working a lot with actually coming all the way in the digital transformation, but also all the way when it comes to sustainability. Which companies do you see as the front runners in both these shifts?
So when it comes to sustainability, I think it's very difficult to find any clear leaders. I am sitting in a board called Ramble. It's a large engineering company. And they have done a lot of work to be able to say that a very high percentage of their business is actually supporting sustainability. So that's something like that they do a lot of water supply business. They do smart cities. They do smart buildings. They do sustainable buildings. So I think that Ramble is doing a very good job, and I've seen that close up. And that is also inspiring me to see what Columbus can do. From digitization, I think there's lots of great examples from very big businesses implementing different solutions, e-commerce. I wrote a book about the disruption a few years back, and I see that many of these businesses that we used as examples at this time are becoming more and more users of digital technologies, and digital is becoming more the mainstream. But I see a lot of great examples of that in the business.
If we are looking forward here, it might be that this crisis is ongoing for a few weeks, a few months. We really don't know. But when we start to see a peak and the decline in the crisis and things are going back to normal, how will the new normal be? How will we in Columbus work? Will people be working more from home than before? Will we have a different meeting culture? Do we have a different communication with our customers? Are we doing sales? What's your prediction on the new normal?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think that when the COVID crisis is over, I think that it will have had permanent changes to our society. I think that we will travel less. I also think that we will have more non-physical interaction, that we will have more meetings online, that we will work more from home, and we will getting used to not going out into our cars or taking the train to work. So it's kind of that nature gave us a wake-up call. And I think that the response will be that we will change the way how we act in both business and in social life. And we now see that we have the capabilities to do that. And I think that will be a permanent change. Of course, there might be a reaction just after the COVID crisis is done and everybody will go crazy. Like when you have cows getting on the grass, in the summertime, right? That people will go crazy and go out, but then things will fall back. And I think it's amazing to see how fast we adapt. You know, I meet my team every morning at 8:30. We have a half an hour where we discuss what we'll do today. And my team is consisting of people from UK, Holland, Denmark, Sweden. But still, we just meet here and then we have this very brief discussion.
If you would like to use the experience that you have from maybe this crisis, another crisis, and also your feeling around the sustainability work, what's your recommendation now to companies and leaders out there during the crisis, but also to look forward? What are they aiming for after the crisis? What would you recommend them to do?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's important to say that very few leaders has been through this before. It's some of us were through it in the financial crisis. Some of us also saw it around the year 2000. But nothing like this has ever impacted my business.
Yeah.
And while that is scary and random and difficult to manage, it's also an opportunity to learn. And I think that when we get out of this, we will all be better business people. And we will be able to see that some of the things we've been working on, it is actually able to accelerate. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, do the changes that is necessary, but then also find out how to accelerate the strategic development of the business and use the speed of recovery to get things done and to change the business going forward.
Do you think that the investments in digital initiatives will, over time, be higher because of this crisis period than the investment level was before the crisis?
I think so, yes. I think that people will be investing in bringing up their digital capabilities and their business applications. And to do digital business, I think those investments will increase, definitely.
Interesting. And we will see when all this is over. And the final question here is that, do you have any person top of mind that you would like us to interview in this podcast that you think have a great message or thoughts around digitalization and sustainability?
Yeah, that would be the chief digital officer in Ramble. She is Norwegian. Her name is Hilde Tonne, and she has a very strong perspective on what digitalization can do for businesses and also the importance of sustainability.
Interesting. So we will reach out to her and see if she's open for a podcast interview. So to finish this off, thank you so much, Thomas, for prioritizing these times. It was really interesting to hear your thoughts on sustainability and also the corona aftermath. So thank you so much for being here.
You know, Philip, it's me thanking. It was great to talk about something that I am really passionate about, you know, Columbus sustainability and digitalization for 20 minutes. So thank you very much for the invitation. And thank you for your podcast.
Thank you.